This is George W. Bush, the 46th governor of the state of Texas, the 43rd president of the United States, the son of the 41st president of the United States, George H.W. Bush, and the former part owner and president of the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, and retired guy.
Right. So if we manage to drive by your house some spring Saturday morning, it'll be you out there planting the petunias.
I'll be mowing the lawn. No. Hopefully there won't be a lot of traffic driving by the house anymore because we want our neighbors to welcome us to the neighborhood, which they have done, by the way.
Are you happy to be back in Dallas?
I am thrilled to be back in Dallas, and so is Laura. I couldn't think of a better place to come back to. People have been incredibly generous with their hospitality, and we love it here.
There were several shots of you last night at the opening of the stadium, sitting next to John Madden. And you have gotten to do what so few people have ever gotten to do, sit next to John Madden.
Right.
What was he doing, a running commentary of the game?
He was kindly advising me about some of the subtleties of the game. Seriously, it was. He is obviously a significant football person who understands the nuance of the game better than anybody. And it was a fascinating experience to sit in this fabulous stadium watching a pro football game with John Madden providing insights.
Does he say like things like "boom" in his commentary?
No, but he says things like, "It looks like the team is getting tired here at the end of the first half." And I said, "Well, how could you tell?" He said, "Well, watch how this person moves off this block." And it was really interesting. He's also a very good guy and a very interesting man.
Was there a best day of your presidency? Was there a day that you remember of particular joy?
Well, every day was joyful in some way or another, Norm. But there was a lot of great moments. You know, the most nerve-wracking moment you'll be interested in hearing, by far the most nerve-wracking moment, was standing on the mound in Yankee Stadium, the October World Series. And I had agreed to go out and throw the pitch. I was thankful that George Steinbrenner gave me the opportunity to do so. And I was warming up underneath the stadium there, and Derek Jeter came in and introduced himself, and he said, "Say, you're going to throw from the mound." And, you know, a person like me has the option of throwing in front of the mound or on the mound. Mm-hmm. So, "What do you think, Derek?" He said, "Well, I'd throw from the mound." And I said, "You know, I'm going to." And just as he left the batting cage, he turned around and said, "But don't bounce it, they'll boo you." So I go walking out of the dugout, and I'm thinking, "Don't bounce it, they'll boo you," in front of, I don't know, 70,000 or whatever's there at old Yankee Stadium, and the place is electric. And I got on the mound, and Todd Green, I think, was the catcher, and he looked really small.
All way down there.
Yeah, I mean, 60 feet 6 inches looked like 60 yards. And I was fairly loose, and I had a bulletproof vest on, which is no excuse for anybody bouncing a ball. And but the adrenaline was coursing through my veins to the point where the baseball felt like a shot put. Anyway, I wound up, got it across the plate, and it was just a fantastic moment. It was a moment of relief, and then a moment of high energy as the crowd, was rallying around the great American spirit after the attacks of September the 11th.
Finally, do you recall in the early 90s us appearing on a show together and you turkey bowling?
I do. It was a humiliating moment for me. And fortunately, during the courses of our campaign, the courses of my campaigns, you kept that tape very secret because I think people thought you and I were quite odd to be bowling frozen turkeys.
It did pop up during your presidency,
though. Oh, it did.
Yeah. It popped up on Jay Leno and other places.
Well, thank you for putting out the tape.
Well, somebody put it on YouTube, Mr. President. It's now past 2 million hits.
Oh, really? Well, that's the kind of fame that I'm not looking for. Maybe you are, however.
I am not looking forward to it. But if you want to secretly go turkey bowling again sometime, let me know.
Yeah, thank you, sir.